Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's June 6th, 2011. The Social Security Administration's Ticket to Work program aims to help eligible beneficiaries find and keep jobs, reducing their dependence on Social Security benefits. A group led by Dan Bertoni, a director in GAO's Education, Workforce, and Income Security team, recently reviewed the Ticket to Work program. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Dan to learn more.
Can you describe the purpose of the Ticket to Work program and how it works?
Sure, I'm happy to do that. The basic purpose of the Ticket to Work program is to help Social Security disability beneficiaries return to work and, once they're working, stay at work, a key goal being long-term employment and ultimately reduce dependence on disability benefits. The program is voluntary. It's administered by the Social Security Administration, and individuals are enrolled and essentially assigned a ticket to work, which is generally worth over $20,000. They can then assign that ticket to one of 1,600 approved employment networks who provide a range of job search and retention services. This may include resume writing assistance, interviewing tips, and even transportation to and from the workforce. In turn, those employment networks receive payments from SSA for their efforts to help enrollees find and keep jobs. And that's essentially how the program is designed and works.
Now, the program underwent some changes in 2008 that were designed to help boost participation in the program. To what extent were these changes successful?
Since the regulation changes went into effect, ticket holder participation has more than doubled to about 49,000 at present. But that number is still relatively small compared to the 12 million eligible beneficiaries who could, in fact, partake in this program. Employment network participation also increased marginally to about 1,600 at present. However, most of the activity and the bulk of ticket payment dollars are going to only 20 employment networks, who received over 70% of the $13 million in ticket payments that SSA paid out last year. There were a number of changes in 2008 that have caused some of the trending in this program, I think, but two of the big drivers of trends in the program were lowering the earnings thresholds that trigger payments to employment networks, and another big change was that allowing them to actually pay ticket holders. These changes had the effect of making part-time work more attractive for both employment networks and ticket holders. And we believe at least the ability to pay ticket holders made shared payment models more attractive. We note in our report that under the shared payment approach, the more active employment networks were simply passing 75% of the ticket money back to the ticket holder, taking a 25% cut for themselves, and providing no other discernible services whatsoever that we could see. This was, in essence, a benefit subsidy for the ticket holders. And in the absence of any agency data on prevalence, the jury's out on what's happening to these individuals in terms of their long-term employability. SSA has yet to do that research, and we have recommended that they do so sooner rather than later. However, during the course of our work, we did identify some of the more active ENs engaging in some practices that were of concern. In particular, some of these EMs were actively promoting indefinite part-time employment on their websites. And the idea of keeping ticket holders just below certain income thresholds so as not to jeopardize their ability to continue to receive the federal disability benefits. And it was at that point we felt that it was necessary to use our investigative staff to really get behind this issue, understand what levels of services were actually being issued or offered, and the information that these networks were actually providing to ticket holders.
And what steps did your investigative staff take?
We essentially had an investigator pose as a sibling of a fictitious DI beneficiary and prospective ticket program enrollee. We called various providers to inquire how the program worked, the services that they provided, and ultimately were able to record some of these providers coaching us on the benefits of working part-time indefinitely, staying under certain income thresholds, and receiving full disability payments on top of wages. And certainly appears to conflict with a basic goal of the Ticket to Work program, which is reduced dependence on benefits. Unfortunately, these networks were providing the ways as well as the means to undermine this goal. And right now, SSA doesn't know how extensive this practice is.
What is GAO recommending the Social Security Administration do in order to help improve this program?
First and foremost, we recommend that SSA take steps to monitor trends in employment network service provision and assess long-term program outcomes associated with the various models, to ensure at the end of the day that ticket holders get the appropriate supports, but also that taxpayer dollars are protected from waste and abuse.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.